Blog Talk Radio. Humalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilah ilah illallah. Ashadu ilah de Muhammad al Rasulullah. I only bear witness and I testify there is no God but Allah. And I only bear witness that Allah is the creator of this creation. He have created all men and women and planted us all on this earth. We all are the God's creation. We all are the creation of God, are the children of Adam. And we are one, supposed to be one creation. In this creation, should be bowing and submitting our will to do the will of God. But when we fail to do that, when we fail to follow the best of the scripture, then we become enemies to each other. We become one better thinking, better acting, one thinking better and acting, and they think they are better than the other. And that's become a problem. And God said, don't make no image of him. And because of these laws have been broken, we have racism, we have sexism, we have all the problems that human beings should never have. But we have them because we disobey the commandments of the creator of this creation. So we're here tonight to speak out against that and pray that we can make a difference in the world where we can get the world back. And God has sent us his final prophet, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. And he prayed. And he prayed. And when he realized what was happening, he prayed for one to come and revive the religion. And we are saying that Imam Wahdati Muhammad fit that description of revive the religion, because it was for Imam Wahdati Muhammad come and he helped revive the religion. We'll still be talking about black and white, black man, white man, black devil, white devil, and all that. So Imam came to straighten out the religions, and that's exactly what he did. And we call, and that person is called a majestic by the creator himself, by Prophet Muhammad, that one will come to revive the religion. So we're here tonight again. Monday, 2022, here in America, and we wish everyone a most happy and a prosperous year. They have a better year than they had before. That this year comes up, we do a lot more with it, be a lot more honest, a lot more sincere, a lot more family life, a lot more, give a lot more effort to make this world the great world that God has created and planted us in to test all of us. So we're here tonight with Block Talk Radio Station coming out of Los Angeles, California, under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, who have set this and lined this show up so we can have a voice to speak out against the evil or the wrong, to bring the human family together. And we're not here to bring black people or white people. We're here to bring the human being, which is all belongs to God. We're all the children, the servant of God. I have people talking about my people, they people. We nobody own any people. They're all of the creation of the one creator. They are the creator people. And God started us all off through Adam, first man and first woman. And we are all the children of Adam. And that's what scripture points to. So the only people that got some people is one don't understand their role here on this earth. We all supposed to be one human family. But we can never make that transition or never be able to come up and make that complete way of life as long as one thinking they're better than the other. Huh? God done set the standards for every human being. And every human being has Allah has attributes. The human being, he carries some attributes. Huh? He's a good man, a good human being. He's a Muslim, a Muslim man, a Muslim. But he's struggling and trying to be the best. And let me fall under the lies of this world. You know, there's plenty of liars in this world, and they get paid good money to act, to write books, to make movies. They get a lot of money to miseducate it or mislead somebody or tell a lie. They get a lot of money for that. And they call it acting. Huh? Yes, and Jesus Christ, may God peace be upon him, he didn't say that you lack the actor. He said you should know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the reason as human beings, we have the problem. We have been set totally free because we have not faith, we have not followed the guidance of the Creator to his conclusion. So we like to open up with a prayer. This prayer is called Al Fakta. It comes from the book called Al Quran that was given to Prophet Muhammad to give to us. And this is the prayer that God has given us to give, to show some appreciation for him creating us. And it's in the name of this Salat is called Al-Fatiha means to open. So we like to open our talk with the Arabic language, and then we like to explain it, inshallah, in the English translation. Fumalu shaitan rajin, bismillah rahman rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbilai to me, arrahman arrahim, maliki omidin, iyakana buyakana sta'in. And then it's Sirato Mustaqim. Sirato Ladina Antor Lehim. Gali Magdubi Lehim. Waladoni. I mean. We seek protection from Satan and rejecting the enemy, the outcast, with the name of God. God is most gracious. God is a master. The day of judgment. We worship and thy aid we seek, Allah continue always showing us this great way, the way to favor us. Not I mean. I see I've turned on the mic for the Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. I seen your hand up, so I turned your mic on. I know you got something to say, so we're listening and waiting on what see what you got. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. But I mean, you ready to speak?
I mean. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Yes, I hear you.
Allahi min shaitan rajim. We seek Allah's help of Satan to reject it. You know, alhamdulillah. We thank Allah for today and for allowing us to speak our mind about some alhamdulillah. The Holy Quran. Hold on one second, but I'm gonna put you on mute a second. Hold on, please. second. I'll tell you what, if you could take somebody else right now and, you know, bring me in afterwards, I would appreciate it because I'm right in. I'm doing something. I'm sorry. Abdullah? Akbar?
Yes, sir, I got you. I'm taking you out now. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Turn your mic off now. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Well, Brother Amin would say he would join us a little later, but we'll take his mic.
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I'll bring him back a little
later. Yeah, I heard him.
Okay.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. I step on up.
Yes, sir.
Well,
okay, yes, then. You're
Yes, sir. With Allah's name, the most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, and I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah, and he's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So we thank Allah, and we pray that we bring out enough light that Allah bless us, that we can show Satan up. You know, everybody can see Satan, and when they see Satan, then they had to make a decision. You know, Satan is real tricky. He's real tricky. You know, if you don't concentrate on this Quran and concentrate on Allah and His servant, you know, you might be deceived. So things ain't like it seem it is. You know, this is a fight. Like the brother said, that we at war, and we at war with Satan. You know, and people that was working with Satan, many of them is trying to come over. They got to do it right now. They got to speak the truth and stand up with the truth now. You know, they kind of say that the truth is my best friend. You know, and that they didn't have nothing to do with the lie. You know, so you know, we going through that now. We going through that now, where they're trying to switch places now. In the process of trying to ask the friend, did you see me? That's what the Quran says. Say they're gonna ask. They're going to ask, did anybody see me? You know? So it's a job that Allah blesses us with, and we gonna move ahead lightly, heavily or lightly, but we got to move forward. We can't stop now. Remember, that was one of the favorite sayings of Imam Wahid Muhammad. We can't stop now. You know. I had another one of these people. They done came to me and told me that I won the what was that they told me?
Warehouse.
It's something that they come to your door with balloons and the public. I can't think the name of it, but he told me I won $3.5 million and a brand new Mercedes. And that he had me writing down everything, and that they gonna be coming to my door, and this is the process that they go through, and would I like to hide? I mean, would I like to receive the money publicly? Would I like to receive it privately? You know, and then in my mail, a company said that it had sent me a check, $2,500.
Long way, Bob.
And they said, "This is a good check. This is a good check." And if you say you take it to any place, they're going to cash it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then I read later on down the check where they said that I had to pay them back the $2,500 plus $600 and something,
mm-hmm.
You know. And they had it written up the amount that I had to pay every month for 15 months. That was $210 a month. Had to pay them back $210 a month, you know, for 15 months. 15 months.
But they told you it was free, right?
No, they didn't tell me it was free. They told me that the reason that they was giving it to me, the first of the year was coming in, and that I probably wanted some spending cash.
Yeah, man.
They told me that I might have some bills I need to pay, some things that I need to take care of,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that they gonna assist me, and they gonna help me, you know, but I had to pay $600, the money that they loaned me, and I had to pay the $600 for letting them use my money, their money, you know. So these people know they're in charge. They know they got the power of the wealth here in America. They know that. You know, for them to just send people's checks like that. I know I'm not the only one receiving checks.
Yeah.
You know. And on the check, it's a pay to the owner of Shuja. But the way they do it is Shuja J. Muhammad. I don't know what the J for. Shuja J. Muhammad.
Get over, and then
I got about 50 or 60 cards or checks where they sent me saying that I've been pre-approved. I've been pre-approved for $3,500, $2,500, $5,000. I've been pre-approved for that. You know, only thing I got to do is call in and get it. I'm already approved.
Okay.
You know. So it's they know that you're in hell, and this is hell that we're in, and they realize the pressure that they got you under, you know, and they know that they got it so tight you can't move right or left. But you got some people that's playing ball with them. See, that's the problem. You got some people that's playing ball. What I mean by playing ball is that they're going along with their program and thinking that they're going to benefit from it. But they're going to get deeper and deeper and deeper into debt and deeper into hell. They're going to be hell for them because they're going to see how these people going to raise this money up. The amount that you owe, you can't miss. You miss one day, one payment, excuse me. If you miss one payment, they gonna drown you. You know, so all them I'm getting. I mean, you won't believe I got a box full of them. I got a big box full of them, and every one of them got something like a credit card with it. Got the price on it. And say, I don't worry, you know, you've been pre-approved, you know. And so what I'm saying is that this world that we're living in is a world of deception.
Not about it.
And the government and the people that's supposed to be looking out for your interests, supposed to be protecting you as American citizens. They don't give a damn about you. At all. You know, and they gonna protect those people that is taking pot shots at you. So we got to come together. Because if we don't come together, you know, then we ain't got a chance. We ain't got a chance in this world. We don't have a chance. None of us gonna help each other. If we do help each other, they gonna act worse than the mafia. You know, they gonna put all kind of pressure on. You know. And try to put your name out there, smear your name, you know. And they deal with it like you supposed to. This is what you supposed to have and what you supposed to do, you know. This is what we're dealing with. But Allah is with the believer. He with the believer. All you have to be, and I'm telling the believer that, is sincere. You be sincere. And Allah going to protect you. Allah got you covered. So that's what time it is. But now, you know, when Allah bring you out of it, you know, they going to tell you, I was just jive. I was just joking with you. I wouldn't put no pressure on you. You know, I wouldn't worry about it. So this is what time it is. We're in a cold war. We're in a cold blooded war. You know. So Satan ain't nobody friend. Satan ain't nobody friend. Satan pretends he's a pretender, But he ain't nobody's friend, you know. So you, if the removing all racial images out of worship and dealing with this lie that's been told, it's you and Allah. If you don't go in like that, you ain't going to make it. It's you and Allah. You know, or else if you don't think that, wait till they start coming together against you. Allah says in the Quran that the hypocrite and the disbeliever are protective of each other. They talk, they come together and they talk. They come together and they talk. They plot and they plan. So you got to have Allah on your side. You got to be serious about your prayers. You got to be serious about your intention. You got to be the Muslim. Because if you don't, they study bobbing and weaving and putting together their spider web and try to catch you in a trap. You know, I'm telling you, the best thing is to do is try to keep a good relationship with your partner, with your wife, and your husband, and your children. You try to keep a good relationship with your family. Because in the end, they are the one going to support you. And keep on doing right. Keep on doing right. Keep on moving forward. You know. But when I read the Quran says many of them ain't going to change. They're not going to change. They're going to tell you they're going to change, but they're not going to change. So you're dealing with a world that's been specially made. You know, we got a job to do, you know. So you got to worship. You got to believe in God, and you can't stop putting forth what you're trying to do. You can't let them stop you from doing what you're trying to do. Because that's their whole effort. After they stop you from doing what you're trying to do, they feel like they got you then. They feel like they got you then. You know. But if they see you keep on moving, they're going to be getting back in touch with you every once in a while. You know. So we thank Allah. We thank Allah for the believer, for the true believer. And we pray and ask Allah to bless us to stay strong. Because Shaitan is never, he don't never stop. He don't never stop. If you think that you won't be able to rest and take it easy, he never stops. I've been doing this here for over 50-some years. Over 50-some years. Me and brother were talking. He said, shoot, I think it's about 52 years. This is a brother that I know. And he said, I think we've been doing this for about 52 years. And he called us up telling me when we started. There in Chicago. You know. They make all type of accusations against you. You know, so we gonna praise be to Allah. I went to a barber shop today and talked to a brother, you know, even and this brother. that I wanted to talk to. He wasn't there, but he had somebody there holding the place down. Had a barbershop, you know, built the barbershop. He owned some land. And in the back of that barbershop, another brother was growing greens, and he got different type of greens and onions and different types of vegetables in this backyard. And then back a little bit further, the brother said he got 47 chickens. And when I was driving in, I saw some signs there, eggs for sale every day. You know, eggs for sale. He had the green. When I got a chance to talk to him, right away we struck it up right away. I asked the brother, who was selling the greens out there? He told me he was selling, and got the cost of them, you know. I told him, I said, I'm a Muslim, and I said I'm definitely going to support you, you know. I said, you know, most of all this vegetables and things is not natural, and they got a whole lot of imitations. Plums and fruits and vegetables and things like that in the store, and we can't find nothing good now. And he showed me what he used, you know, to put on the greens for the bugs and different things like that, you know. And what he put on there, I'm gonna mention it. He said he sprays it with. He mixes up cayenne pepper and black pepper together, and he sprayed. He said they leave, and them greens grow. Cayenne and black pepper mixed up together, and sprayed on them. So you know, Allah is constantly showing us, you know, and he got all them chickens back there, and I said, man. I said, well, where do they roost at? He said, over there in the barn over there. You know. I said, you got into roosters? He said, no, roosters? No. He said, for what? You know. He said, for what? He said, I'm just collecting eggs. He said, the roosters don't lay no eggs. I said, oh, no. So, you know, you learn something every day. You learn something every day, you know, because most of the people I see is raising chicken, they got a rooster. They got a rooster, and that rooster be dealing with a group of chickens, you know, and all the bees, you got to have that rooster. You know, he said, but I don't need no rooster. So, got a chance to talk about the New World. You know, that brother was trying to do something that we are trying to do. You know, I was telling them that we were talking about getting land there in Georgia. You know, acres of land there in Georgia, and we talking about working with the young folks and things like that. He said, oh, that's what I'm doing. He said, I got five young people to come down here. And they tilt the fall and help me with it, you know, and I pay them. I said, all praise is due to Allah. I mean, it was a happy time for me, you know, to see a brother got something into motion. Of what you trying to do. Here's a brother doing it. And them greens look good. They look good. You know, he picks them and he put them in the refrigerator in bags, you know. And then he sell those bags to the people, you know. I said, well, you know, we're in the process of trying to establish a stand, you know, where my wife and I, we plan on selling greens and vegetables and things like that. I'll probably come get my green from you, you know. I said, because you're growing them organic, and that's what the people need. I said, you need to advertise that a little bit. Let people know that you know, how you're growing green. Because most people just buying stuff and it's not real and it don't do what it's supposed to your body. You know, and it's the food and the earth that you eat is that which keep you healthy, you know, and heals you, you know, and make your body grow and do the things that need to be done to you. It's the food, you know, and the food that's in the supermarket and in the groceries, they're not real. Then you got to tell me about these, about the honey and how they putting water and stuff like that in the honey that is not real honey. So you know we just got into that conversation. And we talked about the new world, you know, and the young folks, how they are the future, and you know that what you're doing is help establishing that future, you know, and he said that the young folks like to do it. They love to do what they're doing. So all praise is due to Allah. You know, things is not over with. Things is not in the sense that it's too late. You know. So we thank Allah. We pray that Allah bless the young folks and I know things gonna go on and I know somebody gonna do it. And the hand, with the way the handwriting on the wall, is that it's going to be the time for the American Muslim to come in, you know. So we can't like the Imam said, that you can't go out there and teach the devil, and you be the devil yourself, you know. So we have to learn from their mistakes. Learn from them mistakes, so we can pass it on to our young folks, and they can take charge, and they can do what they're supposed to do, and please don't do what these Caucasian people out here are doing, because their time's up with what they are doing, you know. So we came to you in peace. We're gonna leave you in peace. I'm gonna turn it back over to Brother Agbar. I saw him when I come.
Well, look, I salam. Alhamdulillah. Your Allah continues always blessing us to continue to grow and look for the best at all. We know that no matter how we look at a thing, Allah is always in charge. And goodness is always on the rise. And we want to thank Allah again for blessing us with the Black Talk radio station. And we believe, with the help of Allah, much progress will be made. And we pray that Allah is enough, and always will be enough. So we thank Allah for this Bob Talk radio station. station that remind us of what had happened. And the image had been raised up and is still affecting the human family. But Allah says that in the Al-Quran that he is the one who changed the condition. He's the one who make condition change. And he's working, and we believe he's still working to change the condition all over the world. So we thank Allah for being here tonight on this Raw Talk radio station. And I believe that Brother Ibrahim, who was another brother that he is the imam of this show. And last night we had Brother Muhammad from Columbus. It had been a while. Pray that his wife and family getting better. And he says that is a possibility. Okay. Well, we got someone else with their hand up. We like to see what they want to say.
Salam alaikum.
Well, like I salam.
So yeah, I'm not a Muslim, but I wanted to be respectful to you, brother. We're on the same path. But I was just curious, when you say remove all racial images from worship, I'd love to talk to you, but I'm just curious, like, what do you mean? You just mean, like, you know, idols and paintings and characters, or, like, what do you mean?
Well, this was like put in, well, like I said, this was put into scripture long before me, and this idea of making an image calling to God was scripture came to condemn that. And by us being here on this earth, we can see the problem that occur all over the world because of image has been raised up after God said don't make no image. And, you know, the same as anybody, if I raise a Chinese image of a Puerto Rican image, any image that attempt to betray divine, it gonna cause problems. So God said, "Don't make no image." He was warning the human being the problem they gonna incur, and that problem has happened.
I agree. So do you think that I really agree with that, even as a Christian. But do you think that, like, you know, paintings of Jesus Christ is problematic because it portrays him as a white, we know he's not a European, but it portrays him as a white man? Do you think that's problematic?
Well, what would happen to the so-called white people if they stayed in church for 400 years? Would an African-American or Spanish or anybody on the wall that their Lord and Savior, what do you think would happen to them after, what kind of mindset do you think they would have after 400 years,
it's not 400 years. I mean, this is centuries and centuries. But what I'm curious about, and this is like the crux of my question, you're saying that God has said, make no graven images of me. He didn't say of prophets. He didn't say of speakers. So if you're saying that a painting of Jesus Christ being white is problematic, you're acknowledging Jesus Christ as God. So therefore, you're not a Muslim.
Right. Well, we say any image of any prophet portrayed, no image mean no image. And that's to put that idea out there is to call
confusion in
the world.
So you can't make a historical reference?
Right. But the reality of that, what would happen to any people, the Jews or Mexican
you're a Muslim. You're a Muslim. You don't believe Jesus Christ is God. So what does his image have to do with how you worship God?
The word Muslim, Jesus Christ himself, was born a Muslim. If you want to look at it, he was born in Africa. He wasn't born in the Eastern. He wasn't born in the West. So all these lies have come along with God said don't put no image of it. Then all the other lies come along with it. And Jesus died for your sin. He's coming back. He's your Savior, your Lord and Savior. Here they showing Jesus Christ nailed to a cross. They couldn't even save itself, but they get the people to say, this is your Lord and Savior. And look like the one, the first one would have been saved with himself.
Wait. That's misleading.
Okay.
Jesus could have took himself off that cross. The reason he didn't is because everybody who's born. Wait. Well, I want to have a respectful conversation.
Okay.
Every person born into the flesh is sinful. Jesus died because he had to shed his blood for our sins. That's the greatest sacrifice that's ever happened.
Is that true? Let's close the jailhouses down. Close all the prisons. Let's don't even be mad at Hitler.
Jesus said in Matthews and Romans that the state should punish criminals. It's not the job of Christians to punish criminals, but it is the job of the state to punish criminals. The same way he said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. He said it's okay to pay taxes to the state as long as the state is fulfilling its job. The same way he said that money shouldn't be exchanged in temples, and he overturned the money changers' table. You have a very warped view of Christianity.
I'm going to let you talk.
I think Jesus, Ibrahim. I'm sorry? Can you repeat that?
This is Brother Tuja. I'm the brother that just got through talking, and I think he wanted to ask some questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think you're asking some interesting questions. But now, do you want to answer?
Yes, we think very differently. Yeah. But I would love to have a respectful conversation and dialogue.
Yes, sir. And first of all, we're gonna deal with this here with the name of God, and we as Muslims, we believe. First of all, we believe in the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments say that thou shalt have no other God before me.
Okay.
And the second is that thou shalt not worship any graven image.
I agree with no graven image. I totally agree. I was raised Catholic, and I left the Catholic Church because of that. But, you know, when you say have no God, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm stop talking because I'm. Okay, number three on the Ten Commandments, it said, "Thou shalt not take God's name in vain."
Okay.
And number four, it said, "Remember the Sabbath, keep it holy."
Okay. Okay.
Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill.
Okay.
And so forth and so on. Then Jesus said in in Mark 12, chapter 12, verse 29-31.
Can you turn down your, I want to hear you, but can somebody turn down their TV in the background? It's like really loud.
Yeah, it could. could everybody put the thing on mute? Just put it on mute. Okay, Mark 12, chapter, verse 29-31. Jesus said the first of all the commandments, the Lord our God is one Lord. He's not three. And thou shalt love.
So wait, before you go to another point, I'm gonna let you finish.
You're bringing up
multiple points in one argument. So like, let's break it down point by point. So when Jesus says, you know, there's only one God, he also says later on that, and I am Him. So let's get that right. So there's nowhere in the Bible that speaks about the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as one. What they're speaking about is the properties of God, and they're relating it to a Samaritan. So, the water is your spirit as the Holy Ghost. So what you're doing is very either in bad faith or you don't know.
We as Muslims, we believe that you have to apply God's word.
Can I ask you one question?
Okay. Let me say this first.
Okay.
Jesus said, eat his flesh and drink his blood, all of it.
Okay, that's fine. But let me ask you one question. Have you ever committed a sin?
Yeah, we all sin.
Exactly. We all sin. So
yeah.
So when you die. You know, and I'm going to be respectful. You believe you'll stand before, you know, a law, God. I know it's the same word. It's God.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'll ask you, did you perform Salat? You know, did you make a pilgrimage to Mecca? Did you give, you know, Jizat? Did you do these acts? Did you do these things? Did you perform the five pillars of Islam? Did you do those? And you could say, yes, I did, or no, I didn't, no matter how good you were. If you didn't do these things, you're damned to hell. All I have to do is believe on Jesus.
I
have an intercessor. You don't.
You have an intercessor?
So what intercessor, yes.
You saying that? Is that what you're saying?
I said, I have an intercessor, like, you know, Jesus Christ. Not, you know, all men are wicked before the glory of God. All men. No men are at the caliber that they should be to be granted access to heaven or be in God's presence. None. No matter how many times you pray a day, no matter how much you give to charity, these are acts. These are things of men. This is worldly. Your whole religion is built around worldly things. My religion is built around faith in Jesus Christ, and that Jesus Christ said that we are all wicked, and none have reached the glory of God, but all have fallen short. But I will sacrifice myself, my blood will cleanse your soul.
Okay, then, so you don't believe in the Ten Commandments.
How did I not?
Well, the Ten Commandments is saying that thou shalt not bear false witness.
Okay, you don't. Well, how do you believe it? What's false witness about God telling you what to do? And how do you believe in the Ten Commandments? Muslims, what's the Quran say about Jews? The Quran says everywhere you find them, slay them. The Ten Commandments were written by a Jew. The Quran says when the day comes, even the tree shall shout. A Jew is behind me, come slay him. So how do you believe in the Ten Commandments?
Well, I believe in the first of all, we believe that thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Okay. So okay.
Except Muhammad.
You love Muhammad like Catholics love Mary. You love Muhammad.
Yeah, but
like
you can't put words into my mouth. Let me say what I want to say. Thou shalt have no gods before me.
I have God. I have one God.
Could I get through talking? Yeah,
I
let you know.
Don't put that on me. I have one God. Don't put that on me.
Now I'm talking about what we as Muslims believe in. And
okay,
we're not trying to put nothing on Christians. The only thing we're dealing with Christian will is false worship. When the Christians say that Jesus is the Son of God,
he is.
Jesus said that he's God.
Jesus don't say it, but it's
the Christian. And most of the African Americans.
That's a lie as well. That's a lie as well. Jesus told the woman at the well in Samaria that he was the incarnation of God. So you're not very well versed in the Bible. Jesus says plenty of times that he is God, and the only way to God is through him and accepting him.
You show me one place in the Bible, since you're so versed, show me one place in the Bible that Jesus said, I'm God.
He told the woman at the well that he was the way. And the only way.
What about? I want to read that.
I do the old King James version because all the other ones, like all the new Bibles, except faggots and all this weird stuff.
What chapter and what verse?
There's all we want. What chapter, what verse?
Just name one.
Say that again.
You say you versed in the Bible. Give me a chapter where it say that Jesus, where Jesus said that I'm God.
John 8:58.
John 8:58. I'm gonna turn the Bible to that. Give me the Bible. Now, if you don't let me talk, our conversation will be over with.
Yes.
John 8:58.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then after that, you should do Isaiah 9:6. Wait, no, I'm just giving you to read. So you can talk.
Let me read John 8:58.
Okay.
John 8:58 says, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
Okay, before Abraham was, I am. What do you think that means?
Well, it don't say that he's God.
Before Abraham, I am. And if you don't think that says he's God,
I asked you to show me in the Bible.
Here's another one. Isaiah 9:6 is even more clear. Isaiah 9:6.
Okay.
Isaiah 9:6.
That's in the New Testament or Old Testament?
What do you mean? It's Isaiah.
It's in the New Testament or the Old Testament?
It's the New Testament.
It's in the New Testament? Okay.
It should be like middle, like maybe like two quarters.
I got Judges, Samuel, King. Okay, I see Isaiah.
Okay,
Isaiah what?
9:6.
Ninth chapter, 6th verse. Okay. Also, 9th chapter, 6th verse. Also, their love and their hatred and their envy.
You're in the wrong place.
Well, I'm on the 9th chapter, and I'm reading the 6th verse.
No, so Isaiah 9:6 is for unto us a child is born.
Hold it. That's right. I'm going too far. I'm in Ezekiel.
I also appreciate your willingness to talk to me. You're a good man with our disagreements. I appreciate your willingness to talk openly and honestly.
Let's just be intelligent and take our time. Isaiah 9:6. That's it right there. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Okay, so this is not talking about God. God wasn't born. God
so
never was a child.
It prophesizes. The birth of Jesus, it prophesizes that he will be executed by the state, and it says that he is the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father.
Yeah, but that's not saying that Jesus is God.
What do you mean? It's explicitly saying that.
Well, if you can't show me nothing no clearer than that, then I'm going to ask you to check out John, the 5th chapter, the 30th and 31st verse. Could you read that?
Read it to me. Read it off to me.
No, I want you to check it out.
Okay, I will right now. Give me one second, like I gave you the time to check it out.
Let me take the time.
Interesting conversation. Okay, so you said John.
The 5th chapter.
What book of John?
Just John.
No, there's multiple books of John.
Yeah, I'm not saying the 1st John. I'm not saying the 2nd John. Just John.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, I'm in John, and what is the chapter and verse?
5th chapter.
Okay, one second. Fifth chapter.
The 30th and the 31st verse.
Okay, so that's five. Okay, so John Five? Yeah, but that looks like six, not five. Okay, so is it they said therefore unto him? Does it start with that?
I wouldn't even say, but I mean, let's read it, what it says.
They said therefore unto him, what sign shallest thou then that we...
No. What John do you have?
I'm in the first book of John.
The John I'm talking about is relates to Luke. It's in between Luke and Acts.
Okay. That's where I'm at.
John 5, 30 and 31.
30 and 31. 536. 30. Is it a I can't of mine? There you go.
Yeah,
I can't of mine own self to nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true.
What do that mean to you? What is that saying?
Well, see, that's a very good verse to bring up for this conversation, actually. But this is a conversation Jesus is having with his disciples. Yeah, I agree. But this is a conversation Jesus is having with his disciples. This is before he's ever revealed himself as the reincarnation of God, which happens in Samaria. So this is before anything. This is when he's just speaking to people as a prophet, as a teacher. So that's kind of invalid, because later on he comes and he says that I am the living God. So I mean, that's a good verse.
We talking about this.
You have to look at things in chronological order. You know, when Jesus Christ was a baby, he didn't say I'm God. When Jesus Christ was a teenager, he didn't say I'm God.
You talking about John 5 and 30 and 31. That's the only thing we're talking about.
Well, you can't, because the Bible isn't singular. It's secular. So, you know, we're watching, you know, the Testament go throughout Jesus' life and even well after it. So things are being revealed, you know, slowly. At the point in John, this is the very beginning of John. This is the first book of John. John's like a degenerate fisherman who's breaking the Sabbath to catch fish. So when he's talking to them, he's not just going to say, oh, I am God. He's saying that he just comes to teach. He's saying he's a teacher. But as you get further in the Bible, Jesus clearly states, like in Isaiah, which comes after, that he is the Son of God. And when he goes to Samaria and talks to the woman at the well, that's the first person Jesus Christ ever reveals himself to as the Messiah. So, I mean, you're trying to pick things before Jesus even established his ministry.
Could I say what I see that Jesus is saying in this? Will you give me a look? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jesus said, and this is Jesus talking.
Okay.
I can of my own self do nothing.
Yeah.
As I hear, I judge.
Mm-hmm.
And my judgment is just.
Mm-hmm.
So he telling his followers that he can't do nothing on his own.
So that's
everything
point,
that he does. Wait a minute! I let you talk. I didn't interrupt. You know, everything that he does is because of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he said, "I seek not my own will."
Mm-hmm.
All of us was given a free will, including Jesus. He was given a free will. He said, but the will of the Father which has sent me, If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true.
Okay.
So if you come behind and bear witness that Jesus is God, that he's the Son of God, Jesus said that's not true.
Does man have the right to
you can interpret it. You can go, you know, we got to apply this in our life.
Exactly.
You got to apply this in your everyday life.
I think you're missing a very big sentence in that verse. When he says, you know, my judgment is just. My judgment is just. So let's foreshadow that. Who is the only entity that has fair and righteous judgment? That's God. So if Jesus is saying my judgment is just, that means he has final authority. So there's one point. So the second point, you know, Jesus.
Yeah, but he's saying I hear. He judged according to what he hears. And I judge. He can't of my own self do nothing. He don't judge on his own. He said, I hear. And then he judge.
Because
and
Jesus
my judgment
is
just. Because I see not my own will. That's
because
sin.
Jesus is whole
he
purpose.
He don't seek his
once
will.
Again, once again, we have to look at the Bible chronological and as a timepiece. So you know,
I'm through with it, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to pass it on to my brother. And you know, I appreciate the question. I'm not trying to teach you the Bible. You know,
well,
this,
because you don't even know the Bible. You're a Muslim.
You're a Muslim.
You believe the Bible is corrupted. So if you believe the Bible is corrupted, how can you use it? I'm gonna pass this on
to my brother. I enjoy talking to you, you know, and I want to kind of keep it intelligent. And Agba, you got it.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Ibrahim.
Well,
Imam
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Yes, sir.
You got it. You speak to our
I'll just listen to the brother talk. And he gave a good point when he said the Bible is chronological, you know, not singular. You see, that's where the confusion comes in at. Because what that does, and for one thing, let me say this first. Nothing is deserving of worship but Allah alone, who have no associates, no partners. Jesus said, my Lord and your Lord is one. He didn't say my Lord by himself is one. He said mine and yours. So if he God, why is he applying himself to being God? No, he didn't say that. He said my Lord and your Lord is one. Right? Okay, now. He also, when the disciples was talking one day, going to Matthew, they were talking about it. He was the Son of God. They questioned him. So he said, who do you say I am? They said, well, you the Son of God. He said, go and tell no man that. Now, what's that saying? Why would he say,
can you show me
go
the
and
verse?
Tell that man
can you show me the verse?
That part?
Can you show me the verse? If you can pull up the verse, it's been a long while.
But if you come back on again by the end of the week, we'll have it. But I'm just saying, I'm pointing out some things now. Like you did. And we're trying to make sense of everything. First of all, we have to obey God above anything, above Jesus or anybody else, above Muhammad, anybody.
I agree.
That's why God is the one. That's why he is one. And another thing, the scripture says, Bible, God said, worship me in what? Truth and spirit. Not in flesh. So if he told us all the prophets that came, all the prophets
that walked the earth, I think it's unfair. First of all, I'd like to say that, you know, I respect any religious man, no matter their faith. The reason the world is today is because religious men aren't leading their houses, aren't leading their children. And we can find common values between Christianity, Islam, I really don't want to say any other religions, but religious men, we should be able to have these debates and these conversations. But let's not let it divide us from actually leading our homes, being good husbands and being good fathers. Because every man is failing on that realm right now currently. But what I do want to say is I think it's dishonest for you to even use scripture, because your religion views the Bible as tampered with. So if you think the Bible was tampered with, how can you use the verses to back up your argument?
Wait a minute. You know what's tampered with. If you're a Bible scholar, you said you read the Bible, you know the Bible been tampered with. It's been translated 1,500 times.
Of course. I believe
that's
the
why
truth.
Wait a minute. That's why you say you don't read the King James Version.
No, I do.
Right?
I only read King James.
Okay, and then wasn't that not tampered with? It was completed in the year 1555. Am I correct?
It's the closest translation to the Greek, and I don't speak Greek, so it's the closest translation. And then today you have a lot of Bibles that, like, you know, they support sodomy and all kinds of wicked things. So I don't read those Bibles.
I agree with you say about we should be having intelligent discussion, not discuss with dividers, but really discuss to bring us closer as human beings, number one. Now, you say we're not Bible students. You got to remember, we was Christians before we converted to Islam. We was Christians. Our whole household was Christians. Our mother and father was almost scholars in the Bible. So you can't say, just because we're Muslim now, that we don't accept the Bible. We know some truth in the Bible. We know a lot of truth in the Bible. But it must be reinterpreted so mankind would not be snared by the traps that's set in it. We know that.
Okay, I was not trying to say your Bible knowledge is lacking. I don't mean that at all, because I'm very aware. I've been involved in a lot of nationalist politics and fundamental religious politics, and I've got to know a lot of, like, black nationalists, Muslims, you know, nations of Islam. So I'm not saying your Bible knowledge is wrong. I'm saying that if you discount something as being true, you can't argue from that source. That's all. I meant no disrespect by saying you don't know the Bible. But what I was saying is if you don't believe it, you can't argue from that point.
I understand what you're saying, but that's like the judge saying, I can't use a law that was wrote in 1870. Can the judge go back and get a law to apply to us was back in 1870?
That's fair. That's a very fair point.
Yeah, that must be a way that we can go in the Bible to search. Whatever book we read, we have to research it. Find out what its source, where it came from. How the King James, you can write a Bible and say so-and-so version. All of us can write a version. But the thing is, who wrote the Bible for King James? King James didn't speak Hebrew.
Greek.
Or Aramaic.
Greek.
Okay, so now. How many signs did he have to translate the Bible from the angel into the Bible? Because there wasn't no Bible. It was called the angel. That's what Jesus came with.
Okay, so who translated the Quran to English?
The followers of Muhammad, men.
The Quran is, I will give you one point that I believe the Quran, I don't believe in the Quran, but I believe the Quran is the purest, most undoctored religious text. I'll give you that point, if that could be a
good... Then we can hold our conversation right there and go talk about football and the basketball then. We done cleared the point right there. I mean, you cleared it right there for us. So we can talk about dancing tomorrow night. You want to go along with it? I got two tickets.
Hey, man.
You just proved the fact right there.
I do believe that. I do believe it's undoctored because the followers have been adamant and not allowing it to be changed. You know, unlike Christians, sadly today, Christians have let their Bible and their churches be turned into dens of inequity. You know, a Christian church isn't even a church anymore. It's a faggot social club.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry if that gets your channel in trouble. I didn't mean to say anything.
No. You're telling the truth, because that's what we say. We say the same thing. The church has been what you call handcuffed, Shanghai. Anytime you allow homosexuals to be over your children, they don't even know who they are. And they want to lie on God. That's the only problem I have with them. They want to lie on God.
I agree. I mean, that's, you know, I left the Catholic Church because they started allowing, you know, women into positions of power, and they started saying that homosexuality was okay. And you know, and that's crazy.
You know,
that's clear.
Right. Do you know how many cases the Catholic Church have on them, abuse kids they have on them today?
I wouldn't even want to know.
377,000.
And it's horrible. I mean, what I would like to see, my point of calling, I do believe, you know, interfaith dialogue is good. If that dialogue is true and you're actually talking to believers, I'm not gonna talk to a faggot who says they're a Christian. That's a subverter. He's just a subverter and trying to look for a position of power to reach children. But
right.
I like this interfaith dialogue. I have nothing against Islam. I don't believe in Islam, but I don't think, you know,
sure.
that it's a terrorist religion. I mean, America is the biggest terrorist in the world besides Israel.
Thank you.
And I just enjoy this conversation. And what we need, Christian or Muslim or even atheist at some points, we need to find a way for men to get back to what men are supposed to be, how they are supposed to lead their families. We have women on TikTok and YouTube. You know, they're making their whole career about out of being whores, and they're going to regret that later in life. And men are seriously failing.
Yeah, and who do you blame for that? Do you blame the government to having a part in that?
I mostly blame Jews. I'm sorry
Thank
if that
you.
Gets you in trouble
right.
again.
No, you're right. We agree. See, we're not disagreeing, but we agree with you saying.
I mean,
it's two sets of them. Now, the others are Jew who still follow the book of Moses. We accept them as our brothers in faith. Now,
I'm talking about the Ashkenazis,
the
so-called people of Israel that, you know, promote degeneracy. They promote usury, pornography. Banking,
we give them $8 billion a year for what?
Yeah,
we
you,
give
you
them
know,
$8 billion
a
year.
You know the people in Israel, at least their youth, they get free education off of U.S. tax dollars, and we can't give tax dollars to like black kids in Harlem or like white kids in West Virginia. How come our poor kids, white or black, can't get a free education, but we can pay for Israel to get free education.
Thank you. And other countries that they don't bring up as well, that we can bring up, that they spend our tax dollars. And you and I, we can't go down and get a decent loan to open a decent business in our community without going through the ringer.
I agree. I lived in Atlanta for a lot of my life. And, I saw a lot of – I grew up very, very poor in a black area, and I have nothing bad to say about the black community because even as a white person, I was treated very, very, very fairly and cared for in that black community. But what I saw –
What'd you say your name is?
My name is Zachary. My name is Zachary.
Who? Okay, Zachary. Zachary,
but,
okay. Would you do me a favor? Because that's something we're trying to curtail about the white and black, right? Now, can you produce me a white man and a black man? As white as a piece of paper, black as coal? Can you do that?
Say that. God,
can you produce to me a black man and a white man? In scripture, every scripture,
I believe that white men should rule their own nations and black men should rule their own nations as well.
Here's my point. That's hypocritical. In the scripture, God don't say anything about a white man or a black man in the scripture. He says a human being. I created human beings, not white and black. And only white, is leprosy.
I think that religion transcends race, but I think when it comes to self-governing, you know, a black family doesn't want to see a white man over top of them, the same way a white man doesn't want to see a black man over top of them, because it's not in our instincts, you know, the way where we came from. We want to be ruled by people we can identify with. I just think the world would work better if black men were leading black nations and white men were leading white nations with fair trade amongst each other. But what I would say, though, is, you know, the biggest threat I've seen to the black community, besides religion, and this is coming from a white guy who grew up in a black community. I saw immigrants who opened businesses in black communities and treated black people like shit.
That's right.
That was a very common practice.
They're doing it everywhere in America, all our communities. And you're right.
Well, America is just a big Jewish Zionist puppet state at this point. I think white families need strong white men, and black families need strong black men, and those strong white men and those strong black men need to sit at the table and have a really serious conversation about how we can move forward, because we're letting people who don't have our interests at heart talk for us.
I agree. And I don't need nobody to talk for me. I'm a man. I can talk for myself.
Exactly.
Like I say, I really appreciate you tonight, Zachary. I really appreciate you coming on to talk with us, because, you know, steel sharpens steel, and man sharpens man. Whether we go into the Quran verse or the Bible verse, we're going to always find truth, because that's what we're seeking. We're not seeking anything other than truth.
I appreciate you for talking to me. I appreciate you for taking the patience to have a conversation, you know, that's outside of your realm of what you agree on. And even as a white nationalist, I'd like to say solidarity to Huey Newton, Marcus Garvey, and Malcolm X. And I wish for black men to be strong black leaders the same way I wish for strong white men to be strong white leaders.
We appreciate that. And maybe we can utter that what you just got through saying in our conversations when we come online. But that's something, because that's truth. And we can use that. And that's all we're seeking. Not anybody we talk with, we're seeking the truth. Didn't Jesus say, know you the truth, and the truth will set you free?
Absolutely.
All right, that's it then. Well, we don't have that much time, exactly. This time we got to wind down to get off the show, but we really appreciate you, and we want you to come back.
Yeah. You have a good night. I hope you had a happy New Year's. From a white Christian to you, I wish the best for your family and for your safety. And don't get caught up in all these Jewish lies that want to make us hate each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't worry, we're not. And we appreciate you, and the same to you and your family. You have a peaceful night.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Zachary.
You
we hope to come back. And we mean brothers, so we all are the spirit of Adam. We all come from Adam. We are the sons and daughters. Adam and the man, and God said he created us and put us on this earth to test us and see which one is worthy of the great reward or pride that he want to give us after we live the good life he done trusted us to live through Scripture. So may God peace be unto you, and we thank you. We want you to come back. You're welcome to come back anytime you feel like it. We like to wish you a happy new year, and we are honored to have you, and we are really blessed to have a person like yourself to come on here and talk, and you held your ground, and we held our ground, and we realized that we can work together. So thank you.
When you
so
realize
much.
You realize we're on the same ground. That's all.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, I'm doing a lot. Thank you, Brother Zach. Okay, I'm gonna turn it back over to you, Brother Sujar, and you turn it, you and
Alhamdulillah, brother. Alhamdulillah. I'm thankful. I'm thankful Allah bless us to have this opportunity with the Caucasian, you know, it's good that we're able to read the Scriptures and see where we can apply, how we can apply the Scripture, you know, and just come down and tell the truth. It's hard to tell the truth, you know.
When he was talking about the Bible, Sujar, the way he laid the Bible out, like I explained to you, he agreed. That's how people are so caught up in confusion, because you got to jump over here, jump back over there, jump over here. That's confusion. We were taught that.
Yeah. He was just running me through the Bible. I said, oh, no, I'm not going to be running like that. I ain't going to be running like that through the book. I just want you to give me the understanding of this here chapter and this verse. You know, and give me your understanding of it. You know, because there is wisdom. That's wisdom in the Bible. And I thought what the imam said that I'm not trying to teach you your book. I'm not trying to teach you your book. See, I ain't want him to think that I'm trying to teach him his book. But I seen some wisdom in those verses.
Yes, sir.
And what it was telling me that Jesus was saying, not my will be done, but God will be done.
That's true.
I saw that, but I couldn't get him to say that. You know, he had to say
that. One point is this: when Jesus said that, you have to look at the wisdom is two. Look at it like this here: when he say, "What I hear, I judge." Now, what he hear from the people, and he judged the situation, or what he heard from God when the people was asking him a question. When the people asked him a question, he couldn't answer. God would tell him what to say. Do the angels do well?
You can't come around and talk about something and somewhere else and set up your and set up something where it's not even much discussing this right here. You know, just give me the answer to this. You know, how could I use this? You know. And the young man couldn't give us that. So I feel like you know, it was going to be going back and forward, you know.
Yeah, that's why I stepped in with the codicology. I know where he was coming from, and that's why I said all the prophets that came on the scene, all the prophets was the light, the truth, and understanding of their time. All the prophets was the son of God, and we talking about S-O-N, not S-U-N.
Yeah.
See, I was coming with the one, I was going to ask them, do you believe that Jesus is the only begotten son of God? And only begotten means just one. Then I'm going to go to the Bible showing where God said that David was his son.
There's
other prophets that God, according to the Bible, say is his son. So that make Jesus the only begotten a lie.
Yeah, and God said we are all sons and children of God that worship Him in spirit and in truth.
You're bringing that up too. But God said worship me in spirit and truth, not in flesh.
Yes. I'm just lying. So you know. I think he realized. That what he was bringing, you know, it wasn't nothing new that he was bringing.
You know,
and what he was bringing is we couldn't even use it. You can't even use it.
That's right.
You can't use that.
But the good thing about it is that when he got talking about the Quran being the only pure source, see, that showed you right there that he knew something.
Yeah.
When he asked about who wrote this and who wrote that. So I went all the way back to 1555 and asked him who translated the Bible out of the NGL, because there wasn't no Bible at that point.
Yeah.
See, that's beginning. Anyway. But it was good that we come to common terms. We did come to common terms on this earth. So he bear witness at the end.
Yeah.
And we bear witness to the truth as well. But I had to put that out there. Wait a minute, we come from Christian families. Our mother and father are almost scholars in the Bible.
Yeah.
You know? And our late teacher, Elijah Muhammad.
Yeah.
Look, Elijah Muhammad was a master of the Bible.
That's right. He sure was.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
But that was good. That was good. You know, that's good for our spirit.
Yeah, that was real good. I always, and I don't want to run him away, you know. I don't want to run him away.
No.
I want him to stay as long as he can stay, you know, and let him know that, man, y'all just were going down the wrong road.
You know, it's like this.
Going down the wrong road.
Yeah, when you look at it, what was happening, I'm going to give you my view on this.
Yeah.
You know, Shaitan is wiser than any of us in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes, when he comes and come with Scripture, he'll shoot all the Scripture out there to see if you're going to stand firm on what you say you believe in, or you're going to waver.
Yeah, are you going to waver? Yeah.
But we didn't waver. We didn't waver.
Exactly.
Good luck.
All right. It's good.
I
did what he did. He said, "Well, I'm gonna let you talk. With you, Josh. You know, and like you said, well, I'm gonna let you talk to Brother Emmanuel. So see, when you do it like that, they can't run back. If you say something good or something right, then you run to he run to me. If
yes,
I say something right, then he runs back to you. Or he runs back to Akbar. So you deal with one first.
I think I heard Brother Mubarak's name on them. Let's let him get in and get a few words in, brother. We've got about 9 minutes.
Yes, okay. I'm doing
Mubarak. Well. Mubarak. Is he on Akbar?
He said something, but he stopped talking, so... I don't know
if
that Brother
Mubarak.
There
you
go.
That's
okay. Go ahead, Brother Mubarak. Go ahead. Alhamdulillah. Go ahead.
No, Brother Mubarak never said nothing.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Brother Mubarak.
Okay, we'll bring Amin back on then.
Amin? Assalamualaikum.
Alhamdulillah, yeah. Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. That was a good experience there. Oh, praise be to Allah. Oh, praise be to Allah. So, alhamdulillah. Very good, you know. That word is getting out there. All praise be to Allah. But I wanted to talk about earlier. I was dropping a brother off at the hospital at the time, and I couldn't say what I wanted to say. But I just wanted to discuss a little bit about Pharaoh. Pharaoh, you know, wants to destroy the man and let the woman run free. I heard a brother, on YouTube, I was listening to it, a brother named Thomas Sowell. It's three of them. The email used to talk about Thomas Sowell, Walter Williams, and another brother, too, kind of like a conservative thinker. And he was talking about the liberal welfare state. The liberal welfare state is the movement that these people had, a conspiracy, in order to, you know, take us off the track of do it for self. It's a liberal, what they call welfare state. It came about like in the 30s, and it came up really big in the 60s with Johnson, you know, and it was a matter of giving
our family's wealth and taking the power away from the man's family. You can't have a man around.
And over time, instead of our people out there competing and scuffling and, as they used to say in the first, you know, go out and try to kill something. I ain't talking about just murder. I'm talking about it's that instinct to go out there and hustle and fight and struggle, you know what I mean, and bring home the meat to the family. You see, that this liberal welfare state took all that out of our people, our men, over time, over two or three generations to go out and compete with other men have been taken out of of this African American. You see what I mean? Through a conspiracy. These people knew what the hell they was doing. They said we give them welfare and, you know, generations of welfare, and then give a woman welfare where the woman is married to the government. You know, married to the man, she married to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And she expects to get the money and everything from the government. And 2-3 generations, 4 generations of that, you could see the result. You could see the result. Mm-hmm. Elijah Muhammad told us to do for self. Do for self. He saw it coming, you know. Alhamdulillah. So, a lot of situations, you know, we may need a little help. But just to have it mass like they did it in mass, where they was given, I understand, they was giving some of these little sisters enough money to get an apartment and stuff. You know? And you can have this, but you can't have no man. And they used to come around and kick, look all up under the bed to see if it was a man around. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Two, three, four generations of this. That's Pharaoh. You know, kill the male, let the woman run free. Slay that manhood. Slay that shark in the man. You know, that wolf in the man. You know what I mean? And slay that. You know what I mean? We got to, you know, he got to do it. He got to get with his brothers. You know, he got to get with his brothers. And his partners, get together, group together, and go out and do something. Go out and get it for our family. You understand what I mean? Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So, Thomas Sowell, Thomas Sowell, Imam used to talk about Thomas Sowell, Walter Williams, and Shelby Steele. That was the other one. And Shelby Steele wrote a book called Leave Us Alone. Something like that. Leave us alone. In other words, don't. You ain't got to give us none of your welfare. You ain't got to give us. We don't even want that. You know, now they pushing the reparations, which you know, you okay? Yeah, we need, you know, for this and that and that and this. But our people may look at reparations like a welfare check, and take the bite out of us again. You know, take the wolf out of us again. We need the wolf in us. We need the wolf. We need the shark. You know what I mean? We need to learn how to go out and kill something. You know what I mean? Kill something. Mm-hmm. I don't mean no person, but I'm just talking about, you know, alhamdulillah. So, yeah, I was listening to Thomas Sowell, and he was saying the liberal welfare state, state really is, you know, we could have been a whole lot further along in our development as a people if we wasn't bothered by that trick that they ran on us with the liberal welfare state. You got to give a black man some food stamps. Give him food stamps. Like they talk about, Clinton is the one who took the food stamps away. Clinton, you know what I mean? And all like that, you know what I mean?
Another thing that killed the young black male was rap. It's killed him. You know,
That came along later.
Yeah.
You remember
that was the last one.
When Imam Muhammad taught on the music, and he got down to the bass.
Yeah.
When he said the bass soothed the beast in the individual, and you notice in your rap, it came with that heavy bass in that music.
Yeah.
And everybody bobbing their head, sitting down there to eat little baby, come out the room bobbing their head. So all this was designed. This is a thug out of it. They got to pay for it, too. We pray that men have turned to Allah. If they don't, they got to pay for it.
And at the same time, they was building up the woman. They was building her up. And she was getting, like here in Baton Rouge, I say this all the time, 85% of the women get the state and federal job, got jobs, you know, 85%. That's high.
So,
85% of the women get the jobs. the federal jobs here in Baton Rouge. If you come into Baton Rouge, you see that the woman is doing, she's doing everything.
Yeah, and ain't nothing but Pharaoh. That's Pharaoh, Pharaoh. He slayed him.
That's Pharaoh's concept. That's his concept.
That's his concept.
Yeah.
Right. That's the way he ruled.
Well,
that's how he ruled.
Yeah, one guy says you got to take care of stuff. These men don't want, these men want to take the women to take care of them. And I don't, you know, so this is a Pharaoh mentality. Yeah.
But you hear it in the music, too, where everybody want to be a pimp. They talk about the pimp. Talk about yourself, do it to the left, the dog, the pimp. You know what I mean? Yeah. Imam Ali Baba Muhammad really gave us a good education. We got PhDs and doctorate degrees and knowledge. We just got to keep working it, keep applying it, all praise be to Allah, and keep applying it and keep teaching it.
You know, keep every time we get opportunities, you know, drop it on them, especially the young people. Oh, so it's true, so they can pass it along. Praise be to Allah. It's a minute after one, we need to close out and we can keep talking so they cut us off. At least we done closed on them press. Okay, go ahead. I seek refuge in Allah from that which makes man a moment forget. Surely I turn myself to you, Allah, trying to be upright to you who originated the heavens and the earth and the land of the polytheists. Surely my prayers, my sacrifice, my life, and my death are all to you, Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. No associate has you, and this am I am commanded, and I am of those who submit.
I mean.
Shuja started out with a blast. You know, he dropped it. He dropped it, and I picked it up way early. But he was saying, you know, we at war with Satan. We at war with Shaitan. We got to look at it as
a war.
You know, and another thing too, if that Caucasian come back again, don't let him drop that on them Jews like that. We say some Jews, not all Jews. You know, we make
You know, we do it right. Don't let him just talk about all Jews. Yeah, when he said that, I clarified that. I said, wait a minute. I said, there are two sets. The Orthodox Jews are brothers and sisters. Then you got another set, the Jacobite. But he came in on me when I got to that second.
Well, don't come with that. And we might have to repeat that to him because, he might be coming in the air, with some anti-Semitism. Our thing ain't anti-Semitism. You know, it's ungodly Jews and godly Jews. We got to make that distinction.
Right.
And we might have to repeat it. You know, don't let him just come in and do that. See, he'd go away with the misconception of who we are, too.
Yes,
you know, I'm glad you cleared that up, Brother Ibrahim. Yeah, but we need to repeat that to him. You know, because he kept dropping Jews. You know, we don't want nobody, pick up the show and you say, oh, they be talking about you. They be anti-Semitic and all that kind of stuff. Like that. We can't be afraid. We can't be afraid and say, no, it's ungodly Jew. You know?
Yeah.
It's some, it's some Jews who don't care about God, who resent it, you know what I mean, hide behind hypocrisy and everything.
You know,
on the other hand,
you know what I mean? You heard when I asked him. Since he came out of a black community, you hear me asking the question, could you show me a white man, like a white piece of paper, and a black one, black is cold? Can you show me that? I said, no, can you show me that? God said he created a human being. He said he created no white man, no black man. And close white you get, and this is even my mama said, I read it yesterday, the close white you get in them is the ones who got leprosy. And that's a disease.
Right.
Oh, wait, bro.
I had to put that out there because that's what we be down on.
Yes, sir. That's what it was. That's going to clear up a whole lot of mess. Colors.
See, he kept on saying he was white. I didn't want to make him think because he was white and he was talking to African Americans that he was superior than we were. That's why I called him that.
Okay. No. Right. That's right.
Yeah, that was right on time.
Right. We should have taught him on that. That was a good point. We sure should have spent about 5 minutes and taught him on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had a long one on that, but that was a good one there, boy. He was kind of wiggle too.
What's on?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, brother, Abraham had him. He had him. He was kind of wiggle.
Well, we let him go when he was. We held him too tight. We gave him the rope to hang himself. We let him go.
We showed him that we were merciful.
Gotta keep the peace.
We showed him that we were merciful. That's all.
Yeah, we kept the peace.
Right. We showed him we was merciful.
Yeah.
My mama was a mercy to the world. That's all. And that's when we showed the mercy, slid out of there.
Give him a way out. You know, if you really think about him and another Caucasian came on, they had been listening to somebody,
and they
I guess they know in their heart is the truth, but they just gotta test it, and we gotta find this. They gotta find some more Muslims, you know what I mean? And test it to see, do they really believe this? That's part of the team. Yes, that's a part of our religion. Yes, that's a part of our belief. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
About the Holy Quran is a pure book.
That was a good one.
Oh, yeah,
that was a good one
right there.
Mm-hmm.
That was good exercise. Good exercise.
Man, you can rest assured, buddy. You ain't going to find no weaknesses here. But I'm so grateful to Allah that Allah made me spit out about the Quran. That's the only pure book it is.
Yeah, he sure did. He bore witness to that.
He bore witness to that.
Yes. He sure did. Sure did.
All
right. I said,
all praise you, brother. And that's all our job is, to make it plain like Prophet Muhammad did. That's the only thing we charge with, to make the message plain.
Make it plain.
Okay, brother, we ain't going too much over on it. I mean, it's 8 minutes after nine.
Yeah, okay. All right then. Inshallah. Till tomorrow then.
Inshallah, tomorrow.
All right.
Yes, sir.